Yeah, you could say that. You know, it's been a very hot week. It's been, like, been training abroad at times and got a bit of sunburn and stuff. But yeah, it was a hot one a couple of days ago. I think it 36 degrees and we felt the heat a bit, but we got on with it.
Talking about feeling the heat, obviously, this coming weekend, it's a really big game.
Yeah, as I said, these last four games are real big now, and realistically, we need to win all four of them to have a chance of making the Super 8s, and just got to keep each game at a time, you know, take one game at a time and see where we go to that. But as I say, we'll just be looking for performance, and hopefully that'll turn into a good result.
From a personal point of view, though, you've signed on for next year. You sort of came down and had a hit out, and obviously have got a contract for next year. Does it give you a bit of security then for the future, thinking ahead beyond this season, wherever this season goes?
Yeah, you know, I'm good mates with Endo anyway. You know, we're going to go back to Australia and play out then again, and then I realised that Endo were coaching that. I gave him a quick ring and he went, you know, I've been at a game a few years in England, so he says, oh, if you just come down, if you're running fine, then there'll be something there for you. And obviously I've trained hard on that and got myself back in decent shape and been going well, and yeah, they've given me that deal, and now I'm just looking forward to next year with some of the signings Endo's making and stuff. I'm sure it'll be a totally different team next year, and everyone's just exciting and, you know, looking forward.
What sort of does Endo bring to the squad? Because obviously I think if he'd been maybe in charge from the start for the pre-season, things would be a bit different. We wouldn't be talking about maybe finishing top four.
Yeah, as I say, with Endo, he's rugby league mad, you know. Yeah. That's, you know, he'll sit down and talk to you for 2 or 3 hours about rugby league. You know, he's got so much time, you know, for each individual. You know, don't fob you off with any of this, any of that. He'll tell you where you're going wrong, what you're doing right, what you're not doing right, you know. And as I say, he's really enthusiastic and stuff, and he's got his mindset where he wants to, you know, what he wants to do and that. And I think at the moment he's bringing the best out of some of these young kids, you know, at rest of following. As I say, 10 games ago, you'd have thought we're going to finish near bottom, but now we've got a chance of getting in that top four, and, you know, I think it's all down to Endo, really.
I mean, is it reliant on other results?
Yeah.
I mean, do you bother about that? Do you worry about that?
To be fair, you can't really worry about it. You know, it'd be nice. Like, obviously, Featherstone beat Bradford on Wednesday, which didn't do us any favours. No. It just seems that everything goes against us all the time, but that's part of the game, isn't it? And as I say, we can't worry about anyone else, really, because you worry about too much about yourself, and you lose mind on what you're focusing on yourself. So, as I say, yeah, it'd be nice if them results do go our way, but if it doesn't, we've just got to dig in and play these last four games, and what'll be will be. And if we don't make the top 8, we can look forward to hopefully pushing on in this other competition. There's a final there at stake, so yeah, we'll be all out to do our best to get to that final.
I mean, there are prizes, whatever happens over these next four games, there are prizes to be played for, aren't there? I mean, it could still be silverware, or there could be the Super League, you don't know.
Yeah, as I say, it could go one way or other, you know, and as I say, it's still exciting times, you know. Obviously, we want to be in that top four. You know, every team does. And as I say, if we can't get in that top four, there's always that silverware to look forward to try and get to the other group final. And as I say, bring these kids on a bit more, because each game they're improving. And I'm sure next year they're going to be even better, and exciting times, really.
When you're chatting in the sheds, though, what's been the general feeling about the restructuring this year? Is it going to take a little while for this whole structure to settle down?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously, when they was got relegated out of Super League last year, then they signed a load of hope and new players. I don't think you can just come to any team and stick 20 players together and they're going to start ripping it up and killing it, you know. It rarely happens that, you know. As you can see, all your good teams, your Leeds, your Oles, your Wiggins, they've gone through youth and that, and they've built teams, and now they had one or two players maybe a year, and you know, that's why they're near top of the league all the time. So, as I say, it just takes a bit of time, how people play and how people work and what Endo wants of everybody. And as I say, I think you can see each game getting a bit better. And I know we had a slump against Halifax, but we'd played 5 games in 14 days or something. It was just one too many, I think. You know, we're just a bit tired and mentally weak, you know. We had, like...
Yeah, I mean, that was a tough period of games, wasn't it? Let's face it, not physically, but also that the mental challenges of you know, top-level sport is really hard.
Yeah, as I say, week in, week out, one game a week's hard enough, but when you're playing two a week, you know, you can struggle. And I think in the last 8 games, we've won 7, so... 6 or 7, so, you know, if someone says that 10 weeks ago, we'd have snatched a hand off, you know, so we can't be too disheartened. It's, as I say, Halifax game's done now, what's done, we've just got to hopefully just week on week now in these last 4 games and see what happens, really.
And a sense, what about your sense then about rugby league in this part of the world? I mean, there was a downer, certainly the level, for the last 2 or 3 seasons, you know, the Super League became a struggle.
Yeah.
Do you get a sense this is a fresh start, regardless of where this season ends up, that there is a... a foundation being built to move forward again?
Yeah, well, as I said, that's another thing Endo wants to put in place. He just don't want to come here and take money and do this and that. He wants to build something down here, you know, get some stability now. They'll be swapping home from home, and he wants to build something here now. And as you can see, there's so many players in Super League that are from London, so there's definitely a hotbed of rugby here, do you know?
Yeah.
And I've said to Endo, I'll be with him that way, and if he wants me, I may stick around with him. I see potential in all these young kids here. There's quite a lot of London lads here, and as I say, yeah, we just want stability and keep building and building. As I say, if we can just get a home, stick to it and keep building, I'm sure, you know, they can get back up there.